This is episode 167 on June 23rd, 2016.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other things. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
And I am Matt Hoffman.
Welcome back, Matt. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing great. What you been up to?
Well, not too many fun things to tell you about this week, although the highlight of my week since we last did the show was I got my son out on his first canoeing trip.
Nice. I saw a picture. How'd he do?
He did awesome. It was like he'd been canoeing before.
It kind of must be in the genes.
Yeah, it had me scratching my head. Like, what does he actually do at daycare all day?
Apparently some fun stuff.
I guess so, because he sat there in that canoe, and he the place where we rented the canoe, they kind of put this little like bench seat in, and so he was sitting high up, and they gave him a little paddle or whatever, and he just sat right at the edge of the canoe and stuck the paddle in the water and just kind of watched like the water swirling around the paddle and everything, and he pretended that he was paddling, although it was quite awkward. But in any case, he really seemed to have a good time. It wasn't a very long trip. We only went 3 miles down a river, but
nice.
It was definitely a lot of fun. It was really like the perfect length for a 2.5-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Keep his interest or whatever. So it was a ton of fun. I had just a blast like watching him for like the hour that we were on the river, just seeing just like how like interested he was in floating down this river, because it was something totally different. And I don't know. It was just really exciting. I didn't really know what to expect from him. I wasn't sure if it would come time to get in the canoe and he'd freak out and not want to do it, or I just didn't know what to expect. But man, he was ready to roll, and he did great.
That's awesome. Now he's 3.
He'll be 3 in August.
Okay, so he's almost 3. So wow, yeah, he did really good, and so 3 miles. What was that? About 20 minutes.
It took about an hour.
Oh, okay, an hour. Just okay, shy so of an it hour, wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't fast. It was okay. Well,
yeah.
That's cool.
But yeah, it was good. So now I'm shopping for a canoe.
Oh, so it begins. Yeah, that is awesome.
I kind of wanted one anyway, because it's an easier way for like my wife and my son and myself to all get on the water
together,
yeah. And so I'm definitely I have the itch to acquire a canoe.
Very
ASAP.
Cool. Yeah, I'm. We have the Catawba River over here where I live, and there's a lot of people that kayak mostly, but there are people that also canoe on the river. Mainly, you can't put anything bigger because it's shallow and there's a lot of rocks. And so when the dam lets go, then you can't see the rocks. But when they stop up the dam for a little bit, then you can see all the rocks that you have to kind of dodge. But one of these days I'll have to, get adventurous and probably kayak and do that with the kids and possibly canoe, but it'll be a little while before I get to do that. But that's cool. I think Joe will have a lot of fun in the future, because it seems like this type of stuff's in his blood.
It better be.
Yeah. Awesome.
And to bring it to iPhone photography, I'm kicking myself that I didn't bring my stylus wide angle lens.
Oh, Yeah.
Yeah, that was a bummer, but I still got a couple pictures anyway, and it just would have been a lot better had I got the wide angle lens.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you did capture some memories, which is good. And the picture I saw, I was like, oh, that is so cool. Cause your wife was in front, you were in the back, and then Joe was between the both of you. And, that's cool.
The other thing that happened just real quick on a more humorous note was, you know, we went to a place and rented a canoe, and they take you like up the river and drop you off. Right. Mm-hmm. So we, we're getting dropped off, and the guy's unloading the canoe, and then brings down to the water, and he's like, okay, be real careful on the bank here, because the mud is really slippery. And I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. So he's like, all right, I'm going to put Joseph in the canoe. So he picks up Joseph and sets him, on the seat in the canoe. And Joseph just sat there. And then he says, okay, tells me, like, now it's your turn to get in. So I start walking down the bank. And it's not steep. It's like the slightest of an incline. But it's all, like, mud. And, dude, he was not kidding. I ended up just having my feet slip out from under me, like, oh, I was on Greased Lightning. And literally it was like you see on like TV or a movie when somebody like slips. I mean, my feet just shot up in the air, and I was actually like partly in the water. So I landed on my butt in like this shallow water, splashed mud all over the place. There was like mud on my son's face. He thought it was hilarious. And then I was carrying like two little bags, like a bag that had like my phone and keys and wallet and stuff in it. And it was like a waterproof bag, but that hit hard on something. I actually cracked the screen protector on my phone. So thankfully I had the glass screen protector, or else it would have been the screen that was cracked. And then I was carrying a like a water tight camera bag with my Sony camera in it, and the bottom of the camera bag, like where the camera lens would be oriented, is like, it's got like some kind of hard material in it to protect the camera lens. That came down right on my shin.
Oh man.
So I got this like giant gash on my shin from a camera bag.
Battle wounds. Jeez.
Yeah. But all I could do was laugh about it. It was kind of funny. I mean, the guy warned me, and I just
he said
waltzed
whatever.
Down there like, whatever, man, I'll be fine.
And Liz was like, yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, she was lucky being at the front of the canoe. That was higher up on the bank, so she didn't have to really deal with the mud.
Oh, okay. Wow. Sounds like an adventure.
Yeah, it was good. It was fun. Yeah. What about you? What have you been up to?
Well, I had an actual weekend, and so I spent it with my family. But this coming Saturday, I'll be taking a bunch of pictures because it is my baby daughter's first birthday. And so we're going to, have some fun. We're going to take the kids to go see a movie, but then, we're going to have to get that birthday cake, and of course have the 1-year-old dive into it, whatever she, however she dives into it. So I'm going to be capturing some memories and, one day looking back, wishing that I could, still have her as a little baby, but she's getting big. She's crawling around and is starting to get to the point where she wants to start, becoming more upright. So we're starting to get in those phases where she's going to become more and more mobile, which is good, because then, as the kids get older, we'll be able to go on some adventures and do stuff like that. But so right now,
it's been a year.
I know, it just seemed to creep up on us and sneak up on us. I mean, and it just, yeah, I look at her and she's still so little, 'cause she's kind of the runt of all the kids. She was the smallest. I think she was only around 8 pounds, not even 9 pounds when she was born. She's still kind of little. So when I tell people, yeah, she'll be a year on Saturday, they're like, what? That doesn't make sense. She was just born. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Yeah. I think you're wrong. I don't think that she's born on Saturday. I think, well, I thought her birthday was in like October, December.
Amelia is in October. Franklin's in December. And,
oh, wow. I just picked those 2 months, like, just randomly.
Yeah.
See, that you have too many kids, because I can literally pick, like, any month, and you'll be like, oh, yeah, this kid's birthday is that month. And
yeah. Susanna's in January, so, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Just stop.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we're gonna have some fun this Saturday, and I'm hoping to get some messy pictures, but then also, you know, just kind of have fun with the family and create some memories and, you know, capture them too. So
cool.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and move on into some news.
News team, assemble!
All right. Over the last few episodes, we've kind of talked about some of the rumors that the Apple sites have been propagating. Mostly it had to do with the iPhone 7 and the possibility of having a twin lens camera. But this last week, there was some articles that came out, I think the Wall Street Journal and some other sites that are saying that the possibility of the twin lens is being squashed. So Petapixel picked up the article from that was reporting that one of the Foxconn employees, he stated Foxconn internal staff said dual camera iPhone 7 was canceled because of immature technology. No wonder that Terry Gou is not optimistic about the future performances of the iPhone 7. So take it as you will, whether somebody is, you know, reporting something from the inside or not, but it didn't strike me as being false, because I kind of had my doubts going along on whether or not Apple would be able to do this, which they probably can. The reasoning is because of immature technology. It's not saying there is no technology for it. It's just, it probably needs to be developed and improved on. So what are your thoughts, Matt, on this report?
Well, I think pretty much all along my feelings on whether or not there would be a dual camera in the next iPhone were like 50-50. Mm-hmm. You know, like I haven't seen anything that made me feel definitively one way or the other. And right. This rumor really doesn't change that at all. It just kind of seems, I mean, it just is what it is. It's a rumor, you know?
Yeah.
And the way it's worded, it just, I don't know. To me, it just feels like this is just something that's being put out there just to kind of make people think about it, or, you know, just to get the iPhone 7 in people's heads or whatever. And just to get people talking about it and debating it in forums or whatever. But the only part of it that kind of made sense to me as a reason why there might not be a dual camera in the next iPhone is the part that says that Sony might not be able to provide the sensors that Apple needs because of damage to one of their plants by an earthquake.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that makes sense to me, but I don't know about the immature technology. I mean, yes, the dual camera thing is relatively new, but, you know, that company that Apple acquired last year or the year before, what were they called? Lynx?
Oh, yes.
You know, they showed off some really cool stuff, and it, you know, they've been doing it for a little while, you know, and there's already other phones out there that are utilizing dual camera. Not saying that they do it well or anything, but, you know, it's being done. And you even have, you know, cameras out there like the, I think it's called the light camera that has the 16 lenses.
Oh, yes.
That's essentially, you know, it's essentially doing the same type of image capture that the dual lens will probably end up doing. So I don't know about the immature technology. The sensor thing seems more likely to me, mm-hmm. but I'm still kind of holding out hope that there's like some kind of cool new thing for the iPhone 7.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I have a hard time with it mainly because it seems more gimmicky, but I have to see it firsthand before I can actually make a real judgment. The thing about Sony possibly being behind could very much be the reason why they're not doing it, but yeah, it's something we'll just have to keep an eye on. So, but I thought it was worth bringing up because we talked about it in the past. And so we will keep you guys up to date on whatever comes up. And, you know, take rumors as they are. We may end up reporting, oh, guess what? It's back on the table. So, but we'll never, we won't know. So,
yeah, that'll be next week.
That's right. All right, that's it for the news. Let's go ahead and move on to our focus point.
Focus point.
All right. Well, I wanted to bring something up on the show that I've been thinking about for a few weeks. The reason why I've been thinking about it a lot is one of the dreams that my wife and I have is one day buying an RV and traveling. And so I was thinking today, I was like, you know, where would I want to go? What would I want to see? And what good places would it be for me to be able to capture some awesome images? So I wanted to ask, you know, Matt and everyone, where are some places that you have never been that you thought one day I would love to go and take pictures at? And so I'm going to open it up to the entire Tiny Shutter community, and I want to hear your stories. But Matt, let's start with you. Where are some places that you one day would like to go?
Right at the top of the list for me is like Iceland.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I mean, literally everywhere in Iceland is photogenic, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I've seen like a billion photos from Iceland, and every single one of them is like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, and pretty much like kind of anywhere really in like the Arctic. Well, maybe not anywhere, but there's probably a lot of it that's pretty boring, but
it's all like, white,
you know, maybe like up in, I don't have a map of Canada in front of me, so I don't know the provinces, but like up above Hudson Bay, mm-hmm. You know, where you start getting into area where there's, icebergs and things of that nature, and like just lots of islands and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's just right up my alley.
Yeah.
You know, so places like that. And then, you know, I know that this falls outside of the criteria of your question here, but then there's like tons of places that I have been that I would like to go back to photograph, okay, because when I've been there, the iPhone didn't exist yet.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like literally the first iPhone came out like right before I left Arizona.
Okay.
And I, you know, so I think about like all the backpacking trips I've done in the Grand Canyon and just how awesome it would have been to have the iPhone.
Yeah.
You know, during that time, if only I was born like 10 years later or something, or my life was like delayed 10 years or something.
You'd be a millennial.
Would I? I don't think I would. If I
10
was
years
in my
later?
Late 20s right now, I don't think that would make me a millennial. Because
millennials, it's, I think, 81.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I guess I would be. Wow, that's terrible. All right. Well, that consequence aside. and then, another area that I would like to go and shoot with an iPhone. This is all like landscape oriented, by the way. Because I guess, you know, why wouldn't it be? Because you really don't have to like go somewhere special to do a lot of other types of photography, I guess.
There's cityscapes if you want to see like...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
All the major cities in the U.S. or Canada, or, you know, even around the world. Sure.
You know, if it wasn't a total full-on like war zone, I would like to go to Chicago and shoot there.
Yo, but, that sounded bad. Sorry.
Well, yeah, no pun intended. I would like to photograph there.
Sure. Well, and you know what? You probably can do it. It's just there are certain areas you may want to avoid. But, sure. Yeah.
But, and I've actually never been to Chicago. And then I have some friends that live somewhere near Seattle. They actually just... I kind of like fell out of touch with them a little bit, and they actually just got a hold of me through Instagram.
Oh, cool.
Literally just this past week. I didn't even know like who it was. Like some like random person commented on a picture about when am I going to come visit? They have a room for me and my family at their house. And I was like, who is this crazy person?
Yeah.
curiosity got the best of me. So I like, you know, message them directly. And then, you know, it was like, hey, it's Paul and Courtney. And I was like, oh, no way. Cool. Yeah. And so we've been chatting through Instagram like this whole week.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, I would love to go there and visit. I've never been to Seattle. I've never been to that like part of Washington State.
Uh-huh.
But if I were to make it back that way, so that would all be new to me, but I would love to go down to like, Portland, Columbia River Gorge, you know, this is all in Oregon. And I've been there before, but way before the iPhone came into existence. All my photos from there are on film. So I would love to shoot all that stuff again. There's so many awesome waterfalls, and the coastline is rugged and rocky with sea stacks and just totally awesome. So that would be right up my alley.
I was in Oregon in 2003, and I helped my sister. She was going to Denver to go to school, so we went from the San Francisco area up into Oregon. Then we turned and went through Idaho into I believe Wyoming, and then down into Denver through Cheyenne, and. It was it was beautiful going through the mountains in Oregon, where you have all these trees and on the mountains, and then there's lakes where you're driving around these lakes, and it's absolutely beautiful. The Pacific Northwest, you know, Oregon, Washington, British Columbia is a beautiful area. And I've been to Vancouver. One of the places that Bonnie and I want to go to is we want to go up to Alaska.
I was just thinking that.
I want to see Alaska. Some of the other places, like now we won't be able to drive to certain, like my family is originally, you know, back over 100 years ago, is originally from the Azore Islands. And I would love, I would love to see the Azores and be able to, you know, be out in the middle of it, of the Atlantic, and be on those islands and see that area. So there's a lot of things that we can dream about and do. It's just, you know, how important are they? Are they super important, or are they just like, one day maybe I will? But I thought it was something worth talking about, because I think we get so tied up in work and family that we kind of stop dreaming. And when you have a dream, you know, it's something to work towards. And so lately my wife and I have been doing some dreaming, and I, you know, I wanted to use the opportunity to, you know, to get people to stop, and just start to dream, because next thing you know, you'd be on a, you know, on a plane going to, was it Dave said, Paris or London, you know, or, you know, some place that, you know, we take for granted, you know, growing up on the West Coast, you know, Lake Tahoe, the mountains, the redwoods. I took for granted, you know, because I live there. And there's people that live in London and Paris who may be listening to the show. They go, you know, I love the city, but, you know, I'd love to go to Australia, or I'd love to go somewhere in the Asian East, you know, where, you know, Vietnam or any, or places like that. So, you know, people have to have a dream. They have to dream about doing something. And, you know, so, and plus with our iPhones, we don't have to take DSLRs. We don't have to, you know, do crazy things. You know, these things can record stills and video, and they do such a great job that in the future, people are going to be like, oh yeah, you know, now we carry something that's the size of a set of dice, and, you know, it's got, you know, a camera on there. We just carry that around. But, you know, back in the day, you had to lug around, you know, a shoulder mounted video camera with a shoulder mounted VCR so you could capture everything. I'm going back to my childhood.
I remember all that stuff.
You know, and those memories are great. You know, my parents have video of us in the car, bouncing around the car without seatbelts back in 1982, playing, goofing off and, you know, not a care in the world. Yeah. And, but there was like a ton of equipment that they had to carry, multiple batteries to be able to, you know, power those things. And now we just slip it right into our pockets and carry it around, and we take for granted because we forget, oh yeah, I got a camera. I could be recording this right now, or I could be taking a picture. So, you know, we live in a, I think, you know, one of the best times when it comes to be able to capture memories. because of the opportunities that these little devices can do, whether it's an iPhone or an Android or any other device that has a different operating system on it. These things are becoming more and more powerful and are able to do more things than we ever thought we could do just 10 years ago.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so. I don't have the issue of like forgetting to take pictures.
Yeah.
it's
more of the oh, you're taking more pictures?
Yeah, it's one of the things that I do to annoy my loved ones.
Yes. And you know what? We used to give my mom grief as kids growing up, but now we have more images than we know what to do with. And those things are, you know, one day we're going to go through them all and we're like, oh yeah, I remember doing that. And that was so much fun. I wish we could do that again. Even though it was annoying, my family, it was like, we called it the firing squad. You know, nobody thought, oh, you can make duplicates, you know, with film. You know, my grandmother, my aunt, my mom, and, you know, my mom's cousins would line us all up, and each one of them had to take a picture with their own camera. That's why we called it the firing squad. And, you know, but, you know, those were things we took for granted, we made fun of. But now those are memories that, you know, we can look back on and say, oh yeah, I remember that. And, you know, and so we do it today, but it's a lot easier.
Yeah.
So my grandmother still carries around a 35 millimeter camera to take pictures with.
I think you strayed a little bit from the topic. What are some other places that you'd like to visit that you haven't been besides Alaska?
Yeah. Well, I have not been up the East Coast yet. The furthest up I've been is Pennsylvania.
But that's a sad story.
I know. Well, you know, ignorance is bliss, whatever. But no, I'm just joking. I would love to go to Maine. There's possibly an opportunity coming up where we'll be going to New Hampshire. And so it's not finalized yet, but we could possibly be driving up through, you know, North Carolina, West Virginia, Maryland, up into Pennsylvania, across New York, up through Massachusetts and on up into New Hampshire. And, you know, we've never done it before. We've never been further than the Mason-Dixon line. And so, actually my wife's been to New York, but, New York City, but that's the, you know, that's still the southern part of the state. And there's a whole lot more to the major cities that we know of. There's, you know, there's a lot of things around that we don't know of that people could say, hey, go this, you know, go, if you go up there, like one of the things that is we'll take our kids to one day is, as a kid, I went to Kentucky to the Mammoth Caves, and that was a very interesting experience. I've never seen a place like that before. I've been to the Grand Canyon. That is a beautiful scenery to behold. If you've never been to the Grand Canyon, that is a wonderful place. Let's see here. Where else have I? I pretty much Alaska is one of the places. I'd love to go to Hawaii. You know, my wife lived there for a while, you know, so there's a lot left to explore and a lot left to see. Florida, I'll leave that to the Gators, but but, you know, there are a lot of places still left for me to explore. And one day we will do it. So if you guys have any neat places that you've been to that, or places that you wish that you can go to, go onto Facebook and, you know, say, hey, this was a very cool place to go. If you've never been there, you should check it out and, you know, show the images that you have. Or you could be, hey, one of these days I'd love to go to, let's see, pick a place, the Grand Canyon, you know, and, or, Lake Tahoe, and just to be able to see the place, and you can strike up a conversation with somebody who's been there and see, you know, and the nice thing is if somebody's been there, they can tell you, oh, you need to go over here, stay away from this place, you know, and, you know, we have people that live up in New York. What is it? The Adirondacks. What is it called? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, that they rave about it, and it's a place I really want to see. I want to be able to go to and to explore and see. It's the same thing with the redwoods. A lot of people go to California, they want to see the redwoods, or they want to go see the Sierra Nevada mountains. You know, those are some beautiful mountains. Or you go to Colorado and see the Rockies. You know, I'm saying a lot of stuff around the United States because we're from the United States, but there's a whole world out there. And you know, there's beautiful places all over the world, and a lot of people just need to have a dream. Say, I want to do this. And then, you know what? Do it. Go do it and create those memories, capture those images, and, you know, live those experiences. It's not out of reach. You just have to have a dream and make a plan and do it.
No, I totally agree with you. I'd just like to say, if anyone decides, you know what, I need to see New England, or I need to see the Southwest, the United States, or Southern California, you can hire me as a guide.
Yeah. 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 You'll take one for the team.
Totally. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
but those places specifically, because I know them well. So, but I'm also available to teach iPhone photography anywhere you want to go.
That's so, right.
You know, if you want to go to New Zealand, I'll go there with you and teach you iPhone photography.
Oh, speaking of New Zealand, I kind of got hooked on to watching some of the tiny houses, and there's this one YouTube channel that's out of New Zealand. And I'm like, oh, I got to check that place out, you know. So Greg says Toronto. Greg says, go wherever your Jeep takes you, Joe.
Greg, I want to come to Toronto. I do, actually. Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the other thing, too, is that, you know, one day I, you know, when the kids are a little bit older that they can take care of us, not like super older, but you know, I want to do some meetups in places that, you know, we would love to go and see. And you know, that's another dream to have, is to plan on going to specific places and inviting a lot of people to go and do the same thing, you know, because a lot of times going by yourself is great. You know, it's fine. But when you have a place to go with and share it with people that are, you know, into the same things that you do and you've been friends with, it makes it a whole lot better, I think.
Yeah, definitely. So there's a conversation happening in the chat channel right now that has me kind of thinking about this too. You know, if you're thinking about going anywhere to, you know, take a vacation and, you know, maybe you're going to do some photography along the way with your iPhone, you could always kind of mention it in the Facebook group. Yeah. And chances are that there's somebody else in the Facebook group who lives there, who might, you know, want to meet up with you and show you the cool spots, you know, because they're local and they share, you know, the love of iPhone photography. That is just one of the cool things about social media and about having our little Facebook group, is that you kind of can make friends and acquaintances all over the place.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, if somebody says, hey, I'm going to this area, is there anybody want to meet me there? By all means, you know, mention it. You know, there are times where you're like, I can't do it. I would love to do it. But, you know, there are the off chances that, you know what, I'm going to have a free day. If anybody wants to meet me over there, you know, let's do it. Let's get together. And, those are fun. You know, I keep thinking back to the time we met in York. Not that York was such a great place, but it was fun to get together with you and be able to, you know, finally see each other face to face and take pictures and walk around. It was a lot of fun. It's one of the things that I think about a lot when we went up to Pennsylvania. And
yeah, that was definitely fun.
So, all right. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention about that?
Someone buy me a plane ticket.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and if you are independently wealthy or wealthy, just, you know, think about us. We would, we'd love to join you. All right, let's go ahead and do this.
Post picked of the week.
All right, it is time for our post pick of the week. This is where we look through our weekly photo challenge. Excuse me. Look through our week. Whoa. We look through our weekly photo challenge and we pick our post pick of the week. So we had a challenge that we had done previously and we knew it was a tough one. So we gave it a couple weeks and it was on transportation. So it is Matt's turn to pick and... what do we have?
All righty. So, in looking for a winner, I suppose I was taking the term like pretty literally. So that for me kind of ruled out things that like aren't really transportation. Busted old cars and stuff of that nature. They were transportation at one point in time, but are right. No longer. You know what I mean? You know, so I was kind of looking at all the things that are like, you know, currently fit that what I think of, I guess, when I think of the word transportation. And the one that really stuck out for me is Marie O'Connell's photo that she titled Birmingham's New Tram. And, yeah. It's just like a really like bold, contrasty, colorful photo of a tram. You know, it's like in a city street, but there's a lot of like leading lines that kind of, you know, really draw your eye into the picture and everything. It's really hard to like not notice this picture. So
yeah,
I just, you know, I don't know. I like it. I like the treatment of it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, the contrast that I see, there's some, you know, there's a lot of grays, but then there's these bright colors. Also, I like the contrast between the old and the new. The buildings look old. And of course, this tram, which is new, has a very modern look to it. So you have an old world and a modern world blended together to create that tension. And with the colors, it turned out beautiful. I think it was a good image to pick.
Yeah, I agree with you because, you know.
Cool. Well, congratulations. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Congratulations are in order.
Yes. Congratulations, Marie. You are our post pick of the week. If you want to be featured as post pick of the week, go on to Facebook and Instagram and submit your images. We will have each category each week. We'll have its own post, and you submit your images into the comments below. That way we keep all the images together, and as you are posting, you can look through and see all the other ones that have been posted previously and admire and talk about. You can ask somebody, oh, where was this? This is a beautiful image. And they can tell you, or you can ask them, what were the different apps that you used? How did you edit this? And so there's a lot of things that you can do, not only by posting, but you can talk about different things. You can even give somebody a hard time about taking a picture of their parked Jeep. There's all sorts of things that you can do, but participate. It's something that we look forward to seeing, and we hope that you guys too will take advantage of that also. All right.
Cool. I just want to say one thing that's sort of about post pick of the week and sort of about Flickr.
Sure.
If that's okay.
Absolutely.
So this particular challenge, I didn't post on Flickr for a couple reasons. One is sometimes I'm just a bad boy and I forget. And another reason is I'm just going to put this out there, and it could kind of be open for comment on the Facebook group or in Twitter or wherever you want to get a hold of me. I'm kind of thinking about making the Flickr group go away. There's kind of a variety of reasons for that. One is the participation level is not where I would like for it to be. And I know it's a relatively young group, but it's really just not growing fast enough, basically. And there's a lot of pictures and everything, and I appreciate all the photo uploads and stuff, but there's just not there's really not much participation in post pick of the week when I put the photo challenges in there, and then the same thing with like discussions on like other iPhone related topics. So I don't really see that changing, and with everything that's going on with Yahoo, who currently owns Flickr, I don't really know what's going to happen to Flickr.
Yeah.
And like, to me, it just doesn't seem, I don't think Flickr is going to go away per se, but I don't know what's going to happen to it. I think it's going to change, and until I really know what's going to happen to it, I don't feel like investing a whole lot of time, I guess, into this. And the other thing too is like, I spend most of my time online on my iPhone. I'm becoming increasingly more mobile centric, and Flickr, for whatever reason, is like opposed to that. So as like a moderator of a group, I can't do anything with the group in the Flickr app or by accessing the Flickr website in a browser on my phone. I literally have to be at my desktop computer to like do anything to approve new members, to post the challenges and topics and things of that nature. And that's really super annoying to me. And even third-party apps that I found that gave Flickr a little bit more functionality are currently losing their APIs.
Right.
Flickr's pulling their APIs, and now I got all these Flickr apps that are basically good for nothing other than viewing Flickr. And, you know, I don't need that. I could just view Flickr in the Flickr app.
Right.
So, like, Flickr's just really turning me off right now. So I'm not pulling the plug on it yet. I'm just saying don't expect a whole lot out of that at the moment.
Yeah, it is hard to keep track of all the different social media platforms. Instagram has kind of been falling by the wayside also for our group, mainly because majority of the people that do participate are on Facebook. So when the majority of the people are in one spot, it's hard to be able to keep track of everything that's happening in other places. But you're right. Flickr has always been terrible at mobile. They've never made it easy. They've never made it easy for their users to use it or enjoy it. It's always been we finally came out with an app here. Here's our token app. Good luck. And we're like, okay, but this has no functionality. There's nothing we can do with it. We may be able to upload pictures or view pictures, but where are the groups? Where's all the stuff that made Flickr what it is? And so them ignoring the mobile platform has probably diverted a lot of the things that made Flickr great move over to other platforms like Instagram and Facebook. So I agree, and we will keep people posted on what's going to happen. And if there is some sort of a surge in participation, oh great, but I kind of don't see that happening. So
yeah, well, okay, so I didn't want to be like, a downer or whatever, but I just thought I just wanted to give a little update in case someone was wondering, like.
No, I had totally forgotten, and, I shouldn't forget about Flickr, but Flickr is not the thing that is most, it's not really on my radar. So I agree. And it eventually we would have to address it one day. So, today was that day. All right. Yes. Is there anything else that you wanted to bring up? Oh, we almost forgot. We need to pick a post pick of the week, a weekly photo challenge topic.
Again? I feel like we do this every week.
Well, actually, we didn't do it last week.
Oh okay.
So, let's come up with a topic or a... whatever you want to call it. And we'll see what we got. But we had a few submissions. Matt had said animals or pets. And I thought, well, not everybody owns a pet.
Yeah, but you could photograph someone else's pet.
Yeah. Ma'am, can you stop jogging? I want to take a picture of your pet.
And that's a pet doesn't have to be an animal either. You could have a pet rock.
Or children. I have tons of those.
No.
Yeah, pet rocks, pet children, right. I think we should do animals.
That would be fun.
And it could be a pet, and it could be just a strange animal out there in the wild. So, or in a zoo,
Yeah, zoos are good.
Yeah. So, all right. So you want to do that?
Sure.
Okay. So this week's weekly photo challenge is going to be animals. And I know we've had a few people suggest that one in the past. So right now they're jumping up and down for joy as they're listening to this.
Yeah, I think we'll see how this one goes, and then maybe future animal related challenges will be like a specific animal. Like,
Dave says, get ready for cat pics. Like,
I can't wait till we do rattlesnakes.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen any rattlesnakes out here. Supposedly there's the Eastern Diamondback. You know, California and the Southwest, there's a lot of Western Diamondbacks. You see those all the time. But, yeah, the only thing I've seen around here are copperheads.
Oh, that'd be a good one, too.
Yeah, except I chopped that head off, you know, so.
Jeez.
I know.
So violent.
I got kids. Well, Dave says I'll skip that week.
they need to... The kids need to learn to respect nature.
That's right. Yeah. Don't touch it.
All right. Well, we'll just stick with animals for now. I have a feeling a lot of them will be fluffy.
That's right. All right. Is there anything else you wanted to bring up?
No. If you follow basketball, Cleveland rocks.
Dang it. Yeah. I'm from the Bay Area, but that's all right.
Oh, you're a Golden State fan.
Well, by association.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Because when I lived there, it was like, oh, Golden State. Oh, yeah, they're still a team.
I'm not really a big basketball fan, but it was pretty exciting to see Cleveland win.
Yeah. It's always, you know, I give, I have a lot of friends on Facebook that, you know, it's like every minute of each game, I'll see that's not fair. What are they doing? If they want to win, they better pick it up. You know, so it's like, I'm glad it's over. all right. Well, let's go ahead and do this.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Matt, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
All right. You can check me out on Instagram, Twitter. I am. Yes, I'm still doing I am. and I suppose Flickr at M. Hoffman Photo.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it was funny last week when you fell off. I was like, oh, shoot. I should probably tell everybody where they can find Matt. So I think I butchered it, but I think I got it.
No, you did good.
Okay, good. You can find me on Instagram and on Facebook, but you can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira. You can find the show notes, links to Facebook, Flickr, and a bunch of different things that we have going on, YouTube, by going to tinyshutter.com. And if you haven't joined, by all means, add us and participate. There's a lot of fun things that are happening in these groups. And we like to see new faces. And we love it when you participate, because a lot of times we see some beautiful images that come through on our page. So encourage that. The other thing is, if you would go on to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review, we would very much appreciate that. If you enjoy this podcast, please, you know, that's the least that we ask, is if you would, you know, rate it and leave a comment, or just rate it. If you have something bad to say about it, leave a 5-star review, and then you can let us know what you think. So Mark's like going, no, don't leave a bad review. I always like messing with Mark. So, all right. I think we are done. So, good show, Matt.
You too.
And, I look forward to seeing some good stuff come from our groups, and hopefully Flickr will pick up. So, all right, why don't you say goodbye, and we will see you guys next week.
All right, everybody, bye-bye.
Everything's perfectly all right now.
I just butchered that. All right, where'd it go? Oh, geez. Oh, there it is.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
Kowalski, what's our trajectory?
95% certain this will end in massive, claiming disaster.
And the other 5%?
Irrelevant, sir.